Welcome to Helpful Hate with Reese and Kate.
In this podcast, we talk about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between.
I am Kate Kingswood, and
this, I am Reese Brocky.
Reese's volume is a little bit off because I have her on FaceTime because we live far away, but some of our episodes will be better because we'll be together. So,
yeah.
Some of the topics we'll be covering today are the vibrant enthusiasts, the LeBrant fam, and our goals for the next 20 year.
When we talk about our goals, we will also include some helpful tips and advice for our listeners to improve themselves for the next year.
Yeah, because we really just want to help you guys to have a better life.
Yeah.
So our first topic is the vibrant enthusiast.
You guys are probably wondering, who is the vibrant enthusiast? And you've likely never heard of her before. But she is a really great blogger. She's actually our cousin as well. And she blogs about things like self-care, self-wellness, holiday gift ideas, food recipes.
She also talks about her New Year's resolutions as well.
So you guys should really check her out at thevibrantenthusiast.com.
And one more thing, this is not sponsored. but just go check her out. She's just really inspiring.
Yeah. Next topic is the LeBrant family.
So they are YouTubers, Cole and Savannah, and their two daughters, Everly and Posey, and they also have another baby on the way, and they're just so inspiring, have such an inspiring story, and you guys should really check them out.
They're a great Christian family, and even if you're not a believer, that's fine, because none of their videos are really based on their faith, but you guys can check them out on Instagram at cole.lebrant, Savannah at sav.lebrant, or their YouTube channel.
Yeah, so just go check them out. They're really great.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about our goals for the new year and some tips and advice we have for you guys.
Yeah. So, Kate, start us off. What's your number one goal?
So my number one goal is probably to just really put a lot of effort into this podcast and make it something that I'm proud of.
Yeah, the exact same for me. My goal for 2020 is to really establish our podcast, make a more regular schedule when we do podcasts, and to just really do well on it and improve it.
Yeah, so our goal is to put out one 15-minute episode per week, usually on at the beginning of the week, just to start your week off nicely.
Yeah, and sometimes when we get together a couple of different times in the year, we may do more than one podcast a week. It really just depends on our schedules.
And we're going to try for at least 4 episodes a year to have a special guest on this podcast just for as a little treat for you guys and just for some more insights.
Yeah, so that will be really great. Our first time that we will have a special guest will be in mid-March. We can't reveal who our special guest is yet, but in March you will find out, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, so look forward to that. Stay tuned. So my second goal is probably just to live well and to take care of myself. So we have some tips and advice for you guys on that. Right, Reese?
Right. So one of our tips is to really just, in this year, it gets so busy. Everything gets so busy, but you really need to leave some time for yourself. And as much as you may want to just be on the go all the time, it's really important to look at yourself, look at your mental health, look at your physical health, and just give some time just for yourself where you can do whatever you want to do, and that's really important to your mental health.
Yeah, and another way to just improve your mental health is to just eat healthy, and to get out and to do things for others. These three things can really improve your mental health. They can prevent depression. They're just really helpful.
Yeah, especially, Kate, what you said, what your second point was, going outside and doing things, as much as this seems so simple and unimportant, it's honestly such a useful thing because you really get to just live in the moment, and just being outside probably take about half an hour at least per day. Just get outside, go for a walk, maybe go for a bike ride. And often, especially where we live in Ontario, it can be really hard to do that in the winter because it gets so cold. But it is honestly so important that you take time to do that.
Yeah, just being outside has almost no negative effects at all for you. So we really recommend that. Also, eating healthy is so important because it just makes you feel just a lot better about yourself. Cutting off sugar, it also helps you to be able to think more clearly. It's just very good for you.
Yeah, and we're not even suggesting that you, like, fully cut out sugar or that, like, you're a vegetarian. Like, neither of us are. But it just, honestly, it creates for such a happier lifestyle.
Like, for sure.
If you put healthy food into your body, you can really tell because it just makes you so much, like, it's so uplifting and it gives you so much more energy and makes you just, yeah, so much healthier. So,
and also, doing things for others. I know this might not sound like self-care, but when you go out and do something for someone else, it makes you feel better about yourself. It has just a lot of good effects. So if you can just, I don't know, help out with a food drive, at a soup kitchen, anything, it will make you feel better about yourself.
And yeah, that's totally Kate. And even though the holidays are past, and that's usually the time where most of us go and really get involved in our community, it's so important to do that even when it's not the holidays. So just any time, any small act of kindness you do for someone else, the effects of it can be so numerous.
I know, just think about the people who are worse off than you and just try to help them.
Yeah. And one of our other topics, we had said this at the beginning of our podcast, but role models. Who is your role model, Kate? And especially for 2020, who will you be looking up to?
Oh, I have a lot of different ones, some who are no longer living and some who are still alive in the present day. So one of my role models is Harriet Tubman. I know she's already dead, but she's just such an inspiring woman with such an inspiring story.
Yeah.
What about you, Reese?
I have some role models that are still alive today, many whom have already died, but one of my lifelong role models who has always been such an important person for me is Malala Yousafzai, and you've likely heard of her before, you may not have, but she was a Muslim girl who was forced to give up her education for a terrorist group in her home country. And she refused to stop going to school, so she was shot in the head and nearly died. But she's currently an advocate for girls and women's education around the world.
Yeah, in fact, my mom and older sister went to see her at a live event somewhere, and she's so inspiring.
Yeah. And another really touching role model for both Kate and I is Michelle Obama. And even though we may not agree with, like, some of her policies, she is still such an incredible woman who's made such a huge difference in the lives of so many women and girls around the world.
For sure. She's, especially her work with children, is just so inspiring.
Yeah.
And then another topic we have is just some advice for different YouTubers and people out there. So, what are your first things?
Actually, kind of where hate from. It's basically just giving constructive criticism to different social media influencers and their platforms online and how they can improve their content.
Yeah, so we just want to make your online experience just more uplifting and better for you guys. So if you can just share this with people, that'd be so helpful for us and you.
Yeah, and as much as we may love our online time, this also qualifies as one of my New Year's resolutions. It's so important to get away from your phone, your laptop, any device, and it's so important to just, like, be present and not be so caught up in everything that's going on online, not your social media. It's just really important to set aside some time that is not on a device.
For sure. Like, one of the leading factors in depression and weak mental health is too much time online. It's bad for you in so many ways, especially social media, because you can see other people and think they have perfect lives, but that's not what it really is. So just try to limit your time in the new year. That's what Reese and I will also be working on as well.
Yeah, and also social media, it can really decrease your self-esteem. Like, you would probably think that it would increase it by just being so happy and looking at all these wonderful people. But really, when you look online and compare yourself to other people, it really just decreases your self-esteem. And that's a really important thing that should not be happening.
For sure. So, yeah, just try to spend some more time with your family and the people near you and try to really work on the relationships that you have with the people around you. Our next topic was just the close of a year and how to get back into your routine after the holiday rush.
Yeah, so during the holidays, everything is so busy. You're caught up in so many fun holiday festivities and all of the presents if you celebrate specific holidays. But now, after Christmas and after all the holidays, it can sometimes just be quite slow. So it's important to still be involved with your community in this time, because in the holiday season, everyone is so involved with their community. And so now it's very important that you donate your time to helping charities and communities all around you.
Yeah, and you might feel stressed going into a new routine in a new year, but just don't let yourself get frazzled by that. Just try to focus on the things you have at hand and just make the most of your situation.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, that's an end for today's podcast episode. Next week, we'll be talking about more topics, including social media influencers, possibly the royal family. And if you know Kate or I, you know that the royal family is a big part of our interest.
Yeah, so stay tuned and we'll see you next week.